But here's the thing. Maybe the process is necessary for you. Maybe the process is going to help you sustain it when you
Welcome
get
to the
it.
Wellness Rundown with Monique Danae, the strategic gal, certified holistic nutritionist, a licensed physical therapist. I am your holistic wellness mentor. This is your weekly rundown of education, encouragement, and strategic tips to improve your physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being. If you're ready, then I'm ready.
You know, I spend a lot of time talking about goals. I probably talk about setting goals every day. I mean, if I'm in the clinic with patients, I'm talking about goals. If I'm mentoring my clients with Moda Wellness, I'm talking about goals. If I'm with family, talking about goals. Even when I'm with my friends, somehow I feel like every day I have a conversation about setting meaningful, realistic, achievable goals. Because here's the reality. In our culture, in America, in this century, child, when we talk about what we want, we have big, lofty goals. We have dreams and vision for our future, and that's good. But we also want to achieve it yesterday. Okay, if we could have achieved that goal yesterday, that would make us happy. It would fulfill us. But friends, that's just not how it works. That's just not how you build a sustainable life that honors God and that is fulfilling to you. Fulfilling goals don't happen overnight. So don't let anyone convince you that you can set a goal and achieve it in 14 days and your life will be transformed. That's not the process of transformation. Now, I talk about goals and I learn about behavior change. I study it. I study about goal setting and how to achieve them. But God is good because just the other day I was reflecting on the life of Daniel and Esther and David in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And I was thinking about these principles of transformation, this being set apartness that these three people display for us. Okay. And I'm remembering how Esther underwent a process of beauty treatments before she was presented to the king. How Daniel went years, 3 years of partaking in a specific diet or not partaking in the diet of everyone else before he was chosen by the king. I think about how how David spent so much time not being king. Even after he had been anointed to be king. And so when we talk about transformation and we talk about goal setting, we have to remember that there is a process that we're going to have to go through, and it doesn't happen overnight. But if you'll go through the process, you'll see amazing purpose manifested in your life. Okay. How many times do you have a desire in your heart? How many times do you chase after something saying, oh, well, I want to lose this weight next week. I want to, build my muscle because I got something to do. It's summer coming. How many times are our goals driven by aesthetic or people pleasing or self-preservation? pleasing? How many times are our goals driven by things that we think need to be tangible tomorrow? Maybe your goal is good. Maybe your health goal, maybe your what fitness goal, maybe your nutrition goals are very good goals. But maybe the process seems like it's not good. Like there has to be a quick fix. Like there has to be a pill I can take. There has to be a tea I can drink. There has to be a supplement that's going to get me there quicker. But here's the thing. Maybe the process is necessary for you. Maybe the process is going to help you sustain it when you get it. How many times do you see ads, whether it's on television or on social media or wherever you see advertisements, selling health and wellness products? And this person made a radical difference in 30 days, okay, in 60 days. They had a radical change. But how about how that person sustains that change over the next 30 days, the next year, the next 3 years? Do they have the tools to maintain it? Most of the time, they don't. And that's why there's so many companies who can sell you quick fixes. There's so many, it's good marketing. It's good marketing, and it may even be good business for them, but is it good for you? Okay. So I want to tell you that in Daniel 1, we see that the king was giving his diet, wine, choice food, really good meats, you know. The king was a foodie. He was going to eat the good food if it looked good. And he wanted to offer that to these people he was training in his culture, in his principles, and his values to serve with him. But Daniel and his buddies decided that they were not going to do that. But unlike the Daniel fast that people do for 21 days because they want God to change their life and give them a spouse and make them skinny, no. Daniel was not fasting for those reasons. Daniel wasn't even fasting because he wanted God to change his life or take him out of the situation. Daniel said he was not going to eat the wine and eat the food of the king that would defile him, meaning that those foods were unlawful for him according to the Mosaic law. So instead, he says, I'm going to do this thing. Not for 3 weeks like us, but he says, test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then examine our appearance and the appearance of the young men who are eating the king's food and deal with your servants based on what you see. That's Daniel 1, verses 12 to 13. I'm reading the Christian Standard Bible. That's the translation. Okay. He says this for 10 days, but 10 days didn't change him. But I'll tell you what 10 days did. 10 days, verse 15, they looked better and healthier than all the young men. The Bible doesn't say that Daniel was skinnier or stronger, but he looked better, right? There was some tangible outcome and effects that said this is a good path for them. Everybody else is eating the foods we think they need, but these people are doing something different, and I'm starting to see the fruit of it. Okay, but then what happens in verses 17 to 18, 19, even 20 is that over the course of that day 11 to the end of year 3, God gives them wisdom. He gives them understanding. He gives them, he gives them knowledge and understanding. He helps Daniel to understand dreams and visions. That did not happen in 10 days. God did not pour all of that out to them over the course of those 10 days. No, he took them through a process. I imagine that they were reading. I imagine that they were studying. I imagine that they were doing the work of gaining understanding, that they were doing the work of seeking wisdom, that they were praying. We see later in Daniel that he was a fervent prayer. He was constantly praying. There was consistency in his practice. And so I imagine that Daniel didn't develop that consistency later, but that he developed that consistency even before this, because he had to be consistent enough with his lifestyle to say, I'm not changing my lifestyle because you want to take me to the next level. Okay, I'm going to continue to do what honors God. So Daniel is consistent. Consistency is a principle of achieving meaningful goals, at being effective, at living a life that is fulfilling to you. We see in Esther that the beautiful young virgins that were chosen to be presented to the king were supposed to go a year of beauty treatments. Okay, they spent, let me turn to it. So this is Esther 2. In Esther 2, verse 12, it says that during the year before each young woman's turn to go to the king, the harem regulation required her to receive beauty treatments with oil of myrrh for 6 months. That was phase one, okay? And then with perfumes and cosmetics for another 6 months. Now, because Esther had favor with Haggai, it says in verse 9, it says, the young woman pleased him and gained his favor so that he accelerated the process of the beauty treatments and the special diet that she received. Sound familiar? So there was a year process that they were supposed to go through. It was a process of preparing themselves to have the ability to be queen. All right. Esther's process was accelerated because she had gained favor with Haggai, but she still had to go through the process. She still had to have the special diet. She still had to go under the treatment of becoming presentable, of becoming what she needed to look like for the king, okay? Now, I'm not saying that all of your health and wellness goals should be associated with beauty or strength or, with beauty or with looking healthy. But these things come from consistency. These things come from process. Yeah. The process of transformation is going to require something of you. If you want next month to look different than this month, there's some things you have to do to get there. It's not going to happen overnight. If you want your life to look different in 2 years, begin that process now. You don't have to do every change in one day. You're going to take it day by day, moment by moment, decision by decision. That's how transformation works. If today you can start one new habit, you're on a good path. Because if you're anything like me, which most of us are like this, if I try to change my entire lifestyle in one day, I might can do it today. And I maybe can do it tomorrow. Day three, I'm probably going to have a little fatigue and I'm going to start letting some things slip away. And I'm going to say, well, I tried today. And the next day, some more things are going to slip away. And I'm going to say, well, I did really great for 2 days. And those things will start to, and maybe for you, it lasts longer. Maybe you, 2 weeks, you can do it. And week three is a struggle. Maybe 3 weeks, you can do it. But week six, you're like, man, just forget it because it's taking too much energy from me. It's taking too much from other areas of my life. Building a lifestyle happens moment by moment. Experiencing transformation happens with a slow process of changing your mindset, of changing what you intake, whether physically, emotionally, spiritually. These things have to undergo a natural process of change. And if God gives you favor, it might happen a little bit faster. All right. So the question that I need you to sit with, to ask yourself today is, am I looking for a quick fix? Or am I looking for true transformation? Are you? Are you looking for a quick fix? Or are you looking for real transformation, for real change? Are you looking for a life that looks good or a life that feels good? Are you looking for a life that looks fancy to other people? Are you looking for something that you can sustain? Okay. I don't have a practical tip for you guys today, but that question is a mindset that you need to meditate on. You need to mull it over in your mind and say, am I frustrated because this number on a scale didn't change this week? Am I focusing on that I'm ignoring the positive changes I've made? Am I frustrated because my muscles aren't as toned as I like, or because my lab values, they didn't change in a month? Am I frustrated that I'm not seeing the numbers and ignoring the real sustainable lifestyle changes I've made that will get me there? What are you focusing on? Write it down in your journal, say it in a prayer. Talk about it with your friends. Let me know in the comments, wherever this is on YouTube or social media where you see this. What are you focused on? I don't want a quick fix that I can't sustain. I don't want my life to look better than it is and to be miserable with the reality. I want to set goals that I can achieve. And I want to see the process. I ask God to speed up the process a little bit if it's his will. God, this is my goal and I set a realistic timeline, but if you can help me do it a little quicker, to God be the glory. I'm grateful. What is your goal? And is it realistic? And are you taking it one step at a time? If not, you should be. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Wellness Rundown podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. Leave a comment or review and share today's episode with someone you care about. Don't forget to check out the links and resources in the description below. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. See you next time.